kpi.org.
Thank you for joining Disability and Progress, where we bring you insights into ideas about and discussions on disability topics. My name is Sam. I'm the host of this show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Charlene Dahl is my research woman. Hello, Charlene.
Good evening, everybody, and it is pledge time, and don't
show
be
us
shy.
Some love.
Show
yes.
us some love. Don't be shy.
Also, thanks to Aaron, who's our podcaster. If you want to go to kfai.org, you may give whatever you can afford. A little means a lot. Where was that before? There was a commercial that was like that, right? Anyway, that's what I'm saying now. So this evening, we are lucky. We are speaking with Dominic LeBay. Dominic is, I believe, a software technical leader from Humanware. Hello, Dominic.
Hey, good evening. Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. My apologies for any ridiculous pronunciation I may be doing with your last name.
It was perfect.
So why don't we start out a little bit by having you tell us, because this is, I'm sure you've done a lot of shows for the blind community and whatnot, but this is a show on community radio that gets podcasted, and we are national as well, but it's for everyone. So can you start out by telling us, who is Humanware?
Correct. So Humanware is one of the largest company doing assistive technology for blind and visually impaired people. That's talking book reader, that's magnifier, that's braille devices, and many more products that we are putting out for the market in the US, but I would say almost everywhere on the planet, as we have a lot of international distributors. We're based in Canada, but we do have people working in US, UK, and Australia.
Excellent. And I don't know if you know this, but I used to work at Humanware. I was a tech support person for a handful of years. So
great.
Anyway, we're talking tonight about the newly released Victor Reader Stream's third edition software, plus maybe I'll sneak a couple more things in. But before we get into that, I want to talk too about how you got involved with Humanware and what exactly is your role.
Great. Well, it's been a long time being at Humanware. Visurate back then for 25 years, so it's a quarter of a century. Was just a very junior software engineer just looking for a job, and I came across an opportunity at Visurate. They were looking for young engineers to start up a new line of product. So it was in 1997. And basically, I started as a software engineer and grew up in, I would say, handling more of the management of the development of all the different Victor. So I was there for the original Victor Reader Pro that we launched in 1999 up to the latest one that we just released in the US a couple of months ago.
Excellent. All right. So let's also then continue with, tell us and describe for people, since this is radio, what does the Victor Reader look like?
Right. So the Victor Reader Stream is, if I talk about logically and then I'll talk about physically. So logically, this is a talking book player. It basically serves as a way for blind, visually impaired people, but sometimes people with learning disabilities to be able to read books that are produced by the National Library Service, the BARD Service, Bookshare, two services that are well known in the US. And over time, we've been adding a lot of other functionality. Some people might be listening to that program tonight on internet radio streaming. The podcast that will result from that episode will be available on the stream. We do have Wikipedia. We do have access basically to music, a lot of context, content. So that's how it actually is the functionality. Physically speaking, it's a NL device. It's about the size of a small cell phone. It got physical buttons, which helps with people that have a little bit more challenge with touchscreen. It comes with a speaker, headphones, Bluetooth, and basically people put that in their purse, in their pocket, and they usually carry it, the device. I carry mine all over the place, even though I'm not visually impaired, and I know a lot of blind people will carry a stream wherever they go. So if you have a few minutes to wait before getting on a bus or to have a few minutes before a meeting, well, you can listen to a little bit of a book or a little bit of music or whatever you feel appropriate. So it's a day-to-day device, and it covers from the most technical people to people that are more technically challenged. So it's really we're trying to cover anybody that gets some visual or I would say print disabled, could be learning disability, dyslexia, for example.
You know, I use one of these and I love mine, absolutely love mine. And it is true, if I'm waiting for some kind of mass transit, or if I'm on the mass transit even, I will sit and listen to podcasts or my book or, you know, just any number of things. Or you can have a little music folder. So I can attest to how valuable it is to have something like that. But I wonder, you know, these services are often, you know, still available with your iPhone. You know, they made the iPhone so it kind of does a little bit of everything. Sometimes I think it's a little bit too much. But I'm wondering what you hear, like, still, this is an extremely popular book reader. So I'm wondering, what do people tell you why they tend to go towards their Victor Reader streams as opposed to their iPhone for books and podcasts?
We hear a few different reasons. One of them is the ease of accessibility with buttons. So reading is an enjoyable experience. It's if it's not in a professional context, you want to relax, you want to have fun, it's much easier to press on the physical button than playing with the touchscreen. So we hear that all the time. The capacity of the battery, we get 14, 15, 16 hours. So the phone, I mean, at some point doesn't last that long, and people want to keep their phone as a safety. They need to call a Uber, or they need to call a friend, or they need to do something. That's another reason. I think we just make it simple. Basically, we make it simple. We integrate a lot of services with a common interface instead of having four, five, six, seven different apps, depending what you want to do on the cell phone. So those are the main reason, and you're right, it's still very popular, even though the cell phone could be an alternate way of listening to books.
And I will tell you, I've converted my share of people when they said, oh, I just use my phone, and I'll say, well, let's have a race. I'll look for my book and you look for yours with your phone, and we'll see how quickly. And oftentimes the Victor Reader Stream, even though it's not like a super power machine, it beats them. I just find it so easy to be able to do the putting in the name of the book. You don't have to, you know, scroll to the letters. You can do it really quickly if you want. I really, really am happy that I use one. But I do want to talk, you know, your books, the book types that you use. You can use Bard and Bookshare, as you talk about. There's also been kind of a hit and miss with Audible. And I wonder if there's anything that is going to make Audible work any easier on some of these book readers, because it seems like it's been difficult. And maybe you can kind of shed some light on why it's been hard.
Well, there's been some discussion. Audible is a large company. I mean, they're part of Amazon. Sometimes they might not understand all the challenges for visually impaired people. So we're trying to help them. The new stream that we launched, we're now working with Audible. There was some discussion, some users actually petitioned Audible to actually be supported on the stream tree. So now we're getting a great support from Audible. My engineering team is working on making that implementation, and that's the idea, to be able to bring Audible available on the stream tree. I won't give a schedule because we never know how things could happen, but it's
this is true.
We're talking about short future, so basically we're working on that, but there's a few development, but then testing, certification with Audible. But I think they understood the importance of their service for the community of visually impaired people. They're really helping us now, and that's great. That's a very significant service. A lot of people like Audible, and obviously our job is to make more content available on the stream tree, and Audible being one prime example in US, but also in some other countries, Germany, France, Canada. Audible has books in multiple languages.
Sure. I wanted to talk about the notes, because one of the things that I really value is that the Victor Reader Stream can record notes on it. Mm-hmm. And I do that a lot, because it's just, like you said, it's just so easy to pull out and do that, and it gets many hours of battery life. Is there any thought of coming up in the future of being able to name the note?
So we're looking at a few different things, again, without any precise schedule, but having the ability to name notes and having the ability to make categories. So for example, a student could have a chemistry or a physics or an history or an English language. I mean, a professional might have a categories for meeting, a category for lectures. So those are the things that we are right now considering, and hopefully improve over the stream too by giving a little bit more functionality and I would say flexibility to users, especially with the large SD card that we have right now. People can put more and more notes, so the ability to sort them, to create categories, will definitely help making finding those notes a little bit easier in the future.
And this is KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and KFAI.org. This is Disability and Progress. My name is Sam, and I have with me Dominic LeBay. Dominic is with HumanWare, and we're talking about the newly released information for the newly released third generation Victor Stream. And also, we are in the midst of our fundraising, so if you should choose to feel the love, you may go to kfai.org and donate what you can afford. Dominic, I think that it was interesting. We were talking about notes, and one of the things I noticed was, you know, like anything, when you're in this and recording, your notes get numbered. But when you delete them, like the notes you have stay in the same number. They don't fall back. Like, let's say you had 10 notes and you deleted 3 of them. You still may have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 10. How does that work that does that?
Well, basically, right now, what we do is that the file gets the next available number available when you record the note. It's the file name. So basically, it remains with the same file name until you delete the file. There's a function, though. It was there on the stream, too. It's there on the stream tree to consolidate the note. So basically, that will remove all the gaps between number. Let's say you get 1, 3, 4, and you consolidate, you end up with 1, 2, 3. So it's a way for people that prefer to have their number all in sequence. They could do that once in a while. So depends. I mean, some people like that, they will actually keep the number as is. Other people will say, oh, let me resynchronize my note. Reconsolidate is the best word that we use. So it will basically just replace and rename the note. So they are basically 1, 2, 3, 4 up to the last note that you have.
So I want to talk about, this is just the third release of, let's see, how long has the Victor Reader Stream been out now? It's been out for...
Oh, hey, I'm not very good with data, I should learn that. But the Stream 2, which is the previous one, was about to be, and it's probably, it was somewhere in March, I don't remember, that it was about to be 10 years old.
Yeah.
And the first Stream was a few years before. So
yeah.
The Stream has been for...
A long
my daughter
time.
Is 18, and we were working on that while she was a baby. So
oh
we're
God.
Probably we're probably close to 17 or 16 a year for the Stream.
And so that's, I think that's kind of amazing that, like, this is the third generation that's rolled out. And sometimes I think that speaks to how well done it was, that it's just been a while since you've, you know, needed to add anything. So tell me what the differences will be between the Victor Reader Stream 2 and 3.
Correct. So the idea was an evolution, not a revolution. So we want to bring the user up to the new version without being completely lost. So imagine a house, well, we're keeping the good things about it and we're improving the other thing. Bluetooth is an addition. So now we have Bluetooth for people that do have Bluetooth speaker, hearing aids, or any other kind of Bluetooth device. I forget to say, more power, more memory, the ability to do a little bit more thing, the ability to support the bigger SD card directly, the ability to use headset, not just headphones, so you can use the microphone from a headset to record. And hopefully, because we now have more memory and more performance, we can do a little bit more functionality. And I almost forget, PDF. Now people can read PDF, which is something that was,
yes,
I would say, on the top five when we ask people what you like in the stream. It comes in many surveys as,
yes,
one of the most important feature. And there's a lot of other small thing, but it's really, like I said, people will feel at home. The buttons are the same position. The functionality remained relatively similar, but we are, like I said, able to add more feature in the future, but also a few improvements here and then, categories for the node. That's a kind of small addition we're able to make, as we now have a little bit more. Our playground is bigger, so we can put a little bit more stuff in the software itself.
And you'll be keeping the headphone jack. Right.
We do. Yeah, correct. So it's headphone and headset. So if you have an headset, you can actually record notes using your headset.
And we
still have an external microphone for people that prefer to connect a standalone stereo microphone. So Bluetooth, wired, and the speaker. That's very important. The speaker was improved. We had comments on the stream too that it was not loud enough, especially for people that might be a little bit hard of hearing. I am a little bit hard of hearing, and the Stream 3 is definitely good enough for me, as I can hear it properly. So a lot of improvement over there as well.
Well, I have to admit to you, I've cheated for quite a while. I have the Victor Reader Trek, which I really love and can't see myself giving up. Can you explain the differences between the Victor Reader Stream 3 and the Victor Reader Trek?
Correct. So on the Trek, obviously, there's everything about orientation, basically the GPS, the ability to locate yourself. This is a function that's not on the Stream 3. The Trek is a little bit more expensive than the Stream 3. So if you're looking for GPS, we do have the Trek, but we also have the Stellar Trek, which is our new product, which is an interesting one. So that's the major difference. And obviously, from now on, I could expect, because there's more power in the Stream 3 than there is in the Trek, so we could imagine that new function will get added to the Stream 3 that might not be possible in the Trek or in the Stream 2. But the GPS is the big difference. People looking for orientation should look for the Trek and the Stellar Trek. And if you're looking for book reading, then the Stream 3 is definitely your device to go with.
So with the Stream 3, how often will updates come out?
It's a good question. We're trying to have a few updates a year, making sure that we bring functionality. Some functionalities are new features, other will be improvement on existing features. So yeah, 3-4 updates a year, that's what we're trying to do. But it always depends on the opportunities we have with different libraries or different program. And again, it's an international product, so sometimes there's feature that matters for a part of the world less. For the Bookshare is popular in US, much less in some European country, and vice versa. But yeah, hopefully we can get 3-4 updates a year of improvements. One of them is coming up in the very near future.
Are there any book services that were added to the third generation that maybe isn't as popular in the U.S.?
At the moment, no. At the moment in U.S., it's really Bookshare and Bard. We're looking at certain European countries that have services that didn't exist on the Stream 2. But in U.S., I mean, Audible being the next one, obviously, I'm assuming we're going to be completing Audible. By the moment, Bookshare, Bard, and Audible are the three major services, but we should not forget NFB Newsline as well for people that are in newspaper or magazines. This is also, it was on the Stream 2. It's also available on the Stream 3. Nothing better than waking up in the morning, opening your stream, and having your newspaper ready for listening while you're having a coffee or doing
Yes.
your morning stuff.
I do want to touch on a slightly difficult topic, which is the battery. I know that generally the Victor readers and VR Treks have had a user replaceable battery or one that you can replace or have two of
Correct.
if, let's say, you are such a diehard user that you run your battery down and you don't always have time to charge it, and you can just grab another one off and slap it in. But that's gone away in this new third generation. Why?
For the same reason, I think that cell phone went the same direction. So it's a little bit more challenging in terms of procurement to get those removable battery. The plastic is more complex, so we end up with custom batteries. Also help to keep the device a little bit thinner by removing certain layer of plastic. When there's a removable battery, you need to have a little bit more thickness, etc. So I do understand some user would prefer to have a removable battery. But unfortunately, that's the trend we see now. Tablets and cell phones used to have removable battery, they don't. There's a lot of reason, but procurement and the ability to find batteries, it's much easier with internal batteries. So unfortunately for the user, we had to go in that direction. The good thing is that we were able to make the product as small as possible, yet keeping a very long autonomy on the battery. So yeah,
Yes, it is
I do
quite
understand the feeling of
small.
some users. I've read some emails.
Oh, I bet you have. I want to ask about also the, so when you come out, well, the third generation is out now, yes?
Right. Yes, it's
And
been shipping
so
since February in US.
when you start updating the third generation, will you keep updating the second, or will the same update work on the second, or no?
In general, I would say that the Stream 2 is probably reaching its end of life. Of course, if there are bugs with major services, we would address those issues. But feature improvement, at some point, I got a 3 years old cell phone and Google is not updating it anymore. I mean,
Yes.
that's the reality. So yeah, I think people should understand that mainly our effort will be on the Stream 3, and since it's a fairly different technology, those updates would not be compatible with the Stream 2. So I think we'll reach a point where the Stream 2 is a mature product, and unless there's a significant bug with Bookshare or a part or something that prevents
Right.
user from using the device, it's likely to remain how it is right now.
And then, so what of the VR Trek though? You know, it has that whole GPS on it. Will you do any up more updates for it, or will you just concentrate on the third generation?
That's a good question. The orientation portion is dealt with by another team, which I'm less, I mean, we have a large development team, so I'm
Right.
not fully aware of all the detail, but it's quite possible that there's still some development that will happen on the map side. For example, having maps update would be a good example. So I think there's still some life in the track for the users.
Ah, excellent. Well, having owned one myself, I'm very glad to hear that. What do you guys use for, like, one of the things that I know that there was many comments, both good and bad, on the internet radio portion of the stream, and has that changed in the third edition?
That's a very good question. So we're doing three different things on the Stream 2 to listen to internet radio. You can basically find the links yourself, import it. You can use the HumanWare playlist, which is a list of that we manage with the major NPR radio, for example, in US and BBC in UK. And we also have a search engine called OTunes, which is a good service, but it's a user-driven service. So sometimes the database is not as up to date as it should be. I cannot comment more, but we're looking for something very exciting in the future on the Stream 3 that would add another way to access radio station. I cannot say more, but there's definitely something that would give something more in term of, yeah, another way. That's about what I can say without telling the reality. But yeah, people would be excited.
Stay tuned.
That's right. And what kinds of, I mean, I believe the PDFs can be read on the VR track, right?
Correct. So PDF was not available on Stream 2 for some performance issue. It is available on the track, and it's been added on the Stream 3. And we all understand that PDF are more and more present in our life. Government documents,
yes.
University paper, user manual of some microwave or whatever products you're using
at home.
Basically, there's a lot of stuff in PDF. So yeah, this is now on the Stream 3. I think it's one of the interesting addition, as I said, it's everywhere.
Yes. What do you use for, well, do you know what they use for the GPS on the VR track?
Good question. I'm not very familiar with the, you're talking about the hardware
maps.
Or you?
Maps.
Oh, the maps. Yeah, sadly, I don't remember. The company changed name a few times that we're working with, but it's a major map company that we are using. But unfortunately, I don't remember the name
gotcha.
Top of my heart.
How, does the price change of the third generation then, since it's coming out?
Yeah, there's a little price hike on the Stream, so it's a little bit more expensive. I mean, the price of electronic went up over the
yes,
last couple of years. We were lucky on the Stream too; we had negotiated certain amount of parts, but unfortunately, like grocery and like many other things, we had to adjust the price to live with the cost of the component. So yeah, there's a little bit of price increase.
I'm curious about the folder structure, because the folder structure is kind of rigid. I know you can't, when you put in a card, there's X amount of folders in that on that card, and you can't just make a folder on it, is my understanding, right?
Well, the main structure, the base structure, it's there to allow people to tell us what they want to do with that file. Is it part of their music folder? Is it part of a book? We don't want it in the music. Underneath those VR DTB, VR text, VR audio, and there's a lot of others, VR music, I should say, then you can create folder. For example, in music, I will have at the first level my general jazz, world music, heavy metal, and then underneath the artist and underneath the album. Same thing in talking books. I speak both French and English. So I will have my first level as French or English, and underneath I might have mysteries, history, biography.
Ah, gotcha.
So using a PC, you can be, that's for advanced users. Some people might not, it's not all the users that do that, but you can, especially now with large card that can actually hold a lot of books, people can create some kind of structure, and within that structure, they can navigate. A good example would be kids at school. Well, they would put their chemistry book in one folder, they would put their history books in another folder. So whenever they get to school, they can find something quickly depending on the topic that they have a course this morning or tomorrow or whatever. So you can do that. But the reason why we have the main structure is really to make sure that audio files from one format doesn't pollute your music. A talking book is made of multiple audio files. It would feel strange if it's in the middle of music and might be in the wrong order because the file have some random name. So that's the idea. We do understand that people might find that at the beginning, especially a little bit more challenging, but it's really the idea like, oh, that's how we tell the device where they want to appear in terms of bookshelf and making sure they don't appear in place that would not make sense. Part of books would not make sense if they're not played in order. That would just be some random piece of text, for example.
And how many levels deep can you go with the folders?
Well, that's a good question. What we offer for navigation is six levels. If people put more, they're all going to be like collapse into the sixth level. But I think six, I mean, from personal experience as a user, I think six levels cover, you know,
yes.
For example, in music, the genre and then the artist and then the album, it's three folder and that's already covering a lot. So we felt that six and six came just for the record for HTML. HTML has six level. When you create an HTML page, you say, well, if it's fine to create a page, it should be fine to sort material as well.
What is the speech synthesizer that you're using? Speech is so common now. You can hear it on just everything. So what are you using on the Victor Reader?
Correct. So our longtime partner, the one we introduced with the Stream 2, is a company called Acapella. They are a European company, but they're doing multiple language, including English and but also Spanish for people that that speak Spanish. And that's a nice thing that we're introducing with StreamTree. In the past, with StreamTree, you had two voices, and those voices were hard coded in the device. You know, you cannot. Well, with the new
Right, and
stream, people would
sharing, I
be able
think.
to select from the device a different voice. Let's say as a student, taking French course, or I'm taking German course for the next semester. Well, you can go in the device and select Julia, which is a German TTS, as your second voice. So we're giving that flexibility for user to change without having to go to the website and finding a package. So it's one thing we're going to introduce with the first update of the stream, the ability for user to either change their second TTS to about any language that we support, but even the first TTS, if people don't like Sharona, which is our main TTS, well, they could go with Lily or Will or Ryan, or even with a British voice if you prefer to have something different. You see, what the idea is, to give that flexibility, but in the device, so people that might not have a PC or feel comfortable with a PC will be able to basically have a different TTS in their device.
And how many languages do you support?
Well, that's a good question. I should have checked, but more than 12, if I remember. I mean, it's all the major Western European languages: German, Italian, Spanish, French, all the Scandinavian language, Finnish. We do have Czech, so it covers a certain number of language, Arabic as well. So people will have a good choice depending on either their national or their background, but also sometimes things that they are going to be studying, so they can use the TTS to match with the material they need to read.
And are you thinking that, well, I guess that makes sense, and then you'll have more availability to release it in more countries, 'cause I don't know how many countries you have this released in now, but seems to me that the whole language thing is a big part of that.
It definitely, and my first language is French, and I grew up when I was a kid with products that were not that well done in French. You know, it's been important for me to, I want people of all the languages to support when they receive the device that they felt that we make it good for their language. And the market is significant in Europe. It is in US, but we do have significant sale in Europe. So we're happy to have, like I said, Italian, Spanish, and Scandinavian, German, many other languages. And it's a pride, at least for me, to make sure that people feel that the device was done with as good as we can in their language. And sometimes it's challenging. Some European languages are a little bit more challenging than English. So it's been a good engineering, challenging, but very satisfying to succeed in fulfilling this requirement.
One of the things that you can do that I've always liked is not only are you can you record your notes, but you can actually make internet radio recordings. So if you're sitting there listening to some music and you really like the music, you can just hit your record button and it records off what you're listening to. What are those formats that it supports as far as the recording formats?
Great. So in the StreamTree, we do have for recording, not playback. We can play a lot of format, but for recording, MP3 being the most obvious. WAV file for people that prefer to have their file, going to be big files, but uncompressed and unchanged by any
Yes.
encoding. But we also have FLAC, FLAC, which is a lossless format. Some people that are in audio would buy, for example, high quality music in FLAC. So those are the three formats, both for the internet radio recording, but also for the live recording, the one with the microphone. So those three formats would be available. And in MP3, we have three quality. So people can have, if I'm recording a shopping list, I'm probably going to use a low quality because that doesn't matter. But if I'm recording a lecture or an important meeting, I might use a better quality as I might listen to that recording many times. So
Right.
it gives flexibility to user depending what they're reading. Or if I'm going to a kid's concert, I might use a great microphone and very high quality to capture that,
Yes.
you know, Bristol or whatever.
And one of the things that I've enjoyed too is when you're listening to podcasts, let's say you get a really good one that you want to save or listen to, you can save that on your card so that it doesn't take up the room on your VR stream. What's the capacity of card that this it uses the SD cards? That's not going to change, right?
Correct. So we're still with the SD card. On the stream 2, we were limited to the SD HC, the one that goes up to 32 gigabytes. Some people were reformatting bigger card and it would work, but that was unsupported. Now we support what we call SDXC, that's the extended card. I have a colleague at the office who's got a 1 terabyte card. Well, a
Oh,
one
geez.
terabyte card is 1,024 gigabyte, just to give you an idea. That's a lot of recording. So I think we'll reach a point where, yeah, people will keep everything. Yeah, right now you have to manage on the stream too and remove some stuff. I think we'll be doing a little bit more. And we also had some user accessible internal memory. So people be using the PC could put some music, a Bible, some specific professional book. A lawyer could have his law book, for example, inside the device. So if they forget the SD card, they still have access to a few books. So that I think that's an interesting feature we just added as well.
That's kind of amazing. Well, is there, are you able to tell us any possible future things that you're hoping that the third generation Victor Reader Stream will do eventually?
Well, I could go with one for sure because this one is done and will be in the next version. There's a lot of podcasts that comes with chapters. For example, it would mark different interviews within a
Right.
program. So this is something that will come in the next version. People would be, let's say there's five people being interviewed on the program and you don't like the third one, you'll be easily able to skip to the fourth interview. So this is just one example of things we can now do because we have a little bit more memory and definitely more power. And yeah, there's a lot of other things. That's the problem with my job. I can talk about the past, but in the future, I need to be a little bit more quiet, not to
Yeah.
give everything. But yeah, there's a lot of
Secret,
interesting things that are
secrets.
coming up.
Well, thank you so much, Dominic. I really appreciate the time. Is there anything else you'd like to leave us with?
Always the same thing. I feel a lot of gratitude for our users. They've been following us for years. They like our product. They provide us with feedback. And as an engineer, that's very nice because we know that we're doing things that people like. I mean, sometime in life you do products and you don't know whether people appreciate them or not. We do have a lot of testimonies from people. They like the product, they're very happy, and I'm always thankful about this. And I always say to people, I remember a letter when I was in my first few years, there's a lady that wrote to me and say, oh, I didn't like the tape, and now with it was a CD machine back then, say, oh, now I start to read again. And for me, that made my life. That day, I would say, oh, I changed a little bit the life of somebody. That person was able to read again, like the notion of reading again, and being a big reader myself. That was the best comment I could get from a user that she got into reading again.
Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you being on.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for the invitation. And for people that have a stream, I just added the podcast of this program on our list of HumanWare podcast suggested podcasts, so you can find it very easily if you like to listen to the
Excellent.
other episodes.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
This is KFEI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and KFEI.org. My name is Sam. I'm the host of this show. This is Disability and Progress. We were speaking with Dominic LeBay, who is software technical leader from HumanWare, and talking about the new release, third generation Victor Reader Stream. It is also support KFEI and your favorite show, and we hope we are your favorite show and that you will support us. And you can do that by going to KFEI.org and giving what you can afford. That is what helps us stay alive. We hope you have enjoyed this week's interview and discussion on a HumanWare product that I know was probably for more than just people who are visually impaired and blind. And, if you have an elderly mother who maybe is getting slower and doesn't want to deal with a phone and has trouble reading more now, this is a great product for them. I will vouch for it because I use it. So, and it's very easy. You don't have to tap well, you tap the numbers, but they're all feeling, you can feel them all. You don't swipe, you don't, the voice is good, it's fun. And there's a lot you can do on it. So you can also go to our website and pledge to KFEI.org and give what you can afford. We really value you guys and your listenership. and want to hear from you. And if you want to be a part of our email list or be a part of our listener member club, which we did not announce anyone tonight, but hopefully we'll have somebody for next week. I think we do. I just forgot her. I didn't forget her. I just forgot to put her in Charlene's little hands.
Yeah, you got to give me the job.
Oh, my gosh. Here
you
we
know,
go.
The Victor's Dream has some, if you're a parent and you got a little kid and you need to go get them go to sleep, you can put it in their bed. And
well, that's true, because then they're not messing with the cell phone. They're just listening to that. That is true.
And you could put it on a timer, right?
Yes, you can. It has a sleep timer. I didn't even mention that, but it does have a sleep timer so that you can like 15, 30 minutes, 45. I think there's an hour one, and there's also you can set your own. So, there's a ton of really good, great use for it. So,
we didn't talk much about it, but there are people who have reading challenges.
Yes.
And these products are absolutely a life changer for people.
Yes. We want to thank you for listening tonight and also remind you that our pledge is, you just a click away. You can go on your little hot little phone, and if you have the app, you can pledge that way. Or you can go to where, Charlene?
KFAI.org.
There you go. I thought I was going to have to poke you or something.
And if you do that, you also have options to get a gift. So
that's true. You do.
Even, I think, for $40, or is it $20 or $40, you get a packet of seeds. You could pick there's all kinds of.
So, hey, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I want extra.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell people who is coming up for our next week?
I don't know.
You do too. Stop that. You planned it.
Oh, you mean the
guess.
Oh, our guess. Next week, we are going to have the spokesman from Helping Paws and
Can Do
Canine. We're going to have them both in, and we're going to talk about working dogs and how the training of it and the different, and explain to people that trained dogs are not the same as your little emotional support dog that you like to carry around in your purse or whatever.
This is true.
We're going to talk about, they're going to talk about their training, and these groups have been in business for
several years.
Over 30 years. So it'll be a good show. We're looking forward to it.
And if you want to be a part of the email list to find out what's coming up on these episodes, you can email
at disability and progress
at
samjasmine.com.
Very good. All right. Oh, I've got to keep her going, because otherwise she's going to fall asleep on me. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. We want to thank all our listeners for listening tonight and encourage you to go to kfei.org and donate what you can. That's kfei.org. And please earmark it for disability and progress. It really helps us. We don't get paid. We are strictly volunteers. But it helps keep the show going, and it tells us you're listening. So hopefully you've enjoyed the stuff that we've brought you in the past year, and we'll continue to hopefully bring you. And that's what we want to do. That's our goal. Anything else, Charlene?
Thanks for listening, and keep following us, and please pledge. We appreciate it.
This is Disability and Progress. The views expressed on the show are probably KFAI's and its board of directors. My name is Sam. I'm the host of the show. Charlene Dahl is my research team. Aaron Westendorp is my podcaster. I am engineering my show. This is nice for me. I am the producer. Thank you to all of you who have followed. And this is KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, kfai.org. And pledge now.
KFAI.org.